Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Erev Tov. Tonight, we are zooming from our home. It's a big storm outside here in Springfield. Actually, there was a shtickle brownout a couple of minutes ago. Hope that I won't lose power. Hopefully, we'll be able to get through the entire shiur. And if not, I'll just be talking to myself, and we'll post it so you can hear it a little bit later. Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to learn together. What we're talking about tonight is the introduction to Psukei DeZimra. And I know you'll think that 2 weeks ago we already had an introduction to Psukei DeZimra. 2 weeks ago we already spoke about the different ideas as to why we say Psukei DeZimra before Shema, before the Berachas Kriya Shema, before we get to Shmona Esrei. But what I wanted to talk about tonight is the introduction that we say every day to Psukei DeZimra. And what is that? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David. I know we said, I wasn't sure that we would be talking about it, because we know that the Vilna Gaon was not a fan of saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David before Baruch Shamar. The Vilna Gaon, Rav Soloveitchik, felt this way also. He felt you weren't allowed to say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David before you said Baruch Shamar, because Baruch Shamar is known as a matir. It's what it's the bracha that you say, allowing you to say praises of Hashem. Who are we to praise Hashem? It was only because the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and those that came before us taught us that we were allowed to, and they gave us the heter, they gave us the permission to praise Hashem. And Baruch Shamar is a bracha that acts as a matir, as like the permission slip given to us by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to be able to talk, to give praises to Hashem. Because otherwise, who are we to praise Hashem? We're no one. So that's why there were those that felt that we can't say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David. So originally I thought we wouldn't talk about it, but why did I say, you know what, we have to talk about it, because tonight is Yom Kippur Katan for Chodesh Kislev, right? We know that every Erev Rosh Chodesh, except for Erev Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, I'm meaning Erev Rosh Shana, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, some don't have the idea of a Yom Kippur Katan in Nisan, excuse me, by ear, that you don't you have a Yom Kippur Katan in most Erev Rosh Chodesh. What is that? A little Yom Kippur. Because we know Rosh Chodesh is a day of Hischadshus, it's a day of renewal, and there's a great significance to that, as we know. And therefore, the day before Rosh Chodesh, you know, the Mekubalim made a big deal about this, that it's a day of introspection, a day getting ready for the Hischadshus, the renewal that we'll be experiencing on the Rosh Chodesh. And so the day their Jews tomorrow will be fasting, their Jews who at Mincha will actually lane from the Torah, the public laning for a fast day, at Mincha tomorrow, if they have a minyan of 10 people fasting in Eretz Yisrael. I remember when I lived there, this was common in many, didn't happen every shul, but you know, where I lived in Beit Shemesh, not too far, I could find the minyan that was going to be laning Vaychal at Mincha on Yom Kippur Katan. It was a significant day, but tonight is the Yom Kippur Katan for Chodesh Kislev. And Chodesh Kislev, of course, means Chanukah's coming. Chanukah's right around the corner. And this parak of Tehillim that we're going to learn about tonight, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, is in fact the Yom for Chanukah, according to the Gra. This is the parak of Tehillim, parak Lamed. We know the Vilna Gaon had different prakim to say for as Yom for different holidays. We have a special Yom for Shabbos. We have a special Yom for Rosh Chodesh, which will be Tuesday, Baruch Hi Nafshi. But the Vilna Gaon had different Yoms, different prakim of Tehillim that we're supposed to say for all different holidays. And Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, Perek Lamed of Tehillim, is the Yom for Chanukah. So it's really appropriate that I think we should learn this Perek as we head into Chodesh Kislev, the next Yontif that we're getting ready for in Chanukah. And the truth is, to really understand the background, when Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David became part of the Siddur, believe it or not, some say it has to do with Chanukah. Why do we have it here as part of the Siddur? This is one of the latest additions. One of the latest additions to a normative Siddur. One of the latest additions to a regular Siddur, you could argue the latest, is this Perek of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, before Baruch Sh'amar. We don't really find it in Siddurim until about the 1700s, so the late 17th century, late 1600s, early 1700s. So that's pretty recent in terms of things that become so established as part of the daily davening. Many places all over the world, they say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David. So why did it find its way in? So many attribute it to the Arizal. they attribute it to the Arizal, that the Arizal was a very, very firm believer in saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David before Baruch Shamar. We know that Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ari, they actually say Hodu, and then they say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, and then Baruch Shamar. So you know the whole Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, that Baruch Shamar is what allows us to say praise, that obviously doesn't work for Nusach Ari. It obviously doesn't work for Nusach Sfar. But the Arizal was a firm believer in saying Mishmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David before Baruch Shamar, and there are a number of reasons given. In one Kabbalistic sitter, they say that if you look at Mishmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, you will find 10 mentions of the name of Hashem, of Adun, of Adonus, of Hashem as Master. And the 10 names of Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh, 10 names of Hashem as Master found in this perek, actually correspond to the 10 spheros that we're actually lifting up as we transition from the first part of davening, which is the lowest world of Asiya, right, into the world of Yetzirah. We said that the structure of Siddur is very much based on, there are a lot of Kabbalistic allusions to what's going on in the Siddur. And some of that is the transition that we know there are four worlds that our soul can exist in: Asiya, Yetzirah, Bria, and Atzilus. And the four parts of davening correspond to that. So we just finished Brachos, Karbanos, which is the Olam Ha'asiya, the world of doing, the world of action. And we're transitioning to Psukei DeZimra, which is the Olam HaYetzira, the world of formation, beginning of bringing things about, but something from something else, not creation ex nihilo, that's Bria, that's Shema and Berchas Kriya Shema. And so this Perek, according to the Arizal, Pi Kabbalah, according to the Siddur of Reb Shabsei and others, that this perek is the transition perek. And in fact, some consider this perek not the beginning of Psukei DeZimra, but it's really the end of Berchos HaShachar and Karbanos. And therefore, the 10 times we say the name of Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh, corresponding to the 10 spheres, it's actually like lifting up from the world of Asiya. It's the transition from the world of Asiya to the world of Yetzirah, because between Psukei DeZimra and Berchos Kriyas Shema, there's always a Kaddish, and there's Baruch Hu, right? Which, halavai, Be'ez Hashem, eventually we'll get to talk about what that is, but that's a big transition between those two parts of davening. But the truth is, there doesn't have to be a Kaddish at the end of Karbanos. Only if there's an Avel there do you have that. Many shuls, they don't even, certainly in the beginning of Corona, our shul wasn't starting at Rabbi Shmuel, we were starting at Yishtabach. Right, so you just go right in one to another. So the Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, according to some Al Pi Kabbalah, based on the Arizal, that this is the transition from Karbanos to Psukei DeZimra. And there is another explanation that has to do with a famous question about this Perek of Tehillim. Right, when you look at this Perek of Tehillim, there's a famous question, and it's a beautiful Perek, and we should just learn this Perek of Tehillim together. I was actually thinking, with the women's shir that we have, that we're still doing Parsha, that we should eventually get to Tehillim. We learned Tehillim together, my favorite Perek of Tehillim, a couple of years ago on Shavuos, when we had our women's Shavuos shir, we learned my favorite Perek of Tehillim, and I love Tehillim. And this Perek, we should just learn as a Perek of Tehillim. But it's a famous question about this, and to really understand what it's doing here in davening, we have to understand the Perek. But we know that the Perek begins with a pasuk, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David. A mizmar, a psalm of a song for the dedication of the house to David, right? It's unclear whether it's a song to David, whether it's a psalm to David, the song of the dedication of the house, how exactly you read it, but that's how many understand. Mizmar, Shir, Chanukah, Sabayis, David, that this is a mizmar, this is a psalm for David, of the song of dedication of the house. And then when you continue this perek, you don't find anything about a house. No house. You might think, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David, what house was David HaMelech obsessed with? He was obsessed with, of course, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The building of the Beis HaMikdash, you might think this has something to do with that. Nothing. This perek doesn't talk about anything about that. This perek is a beautiful, heartfelt perek with some very, very important themes. about human frailty, about confidence, about relationship with Hashem, and constantly turning to Hashem and feeling shut out by God and how to deal with that. I mean, beautiful, beautiful, important themes in this Perek HaTehillim. But the first pasuk doesn't seem to be connected to the rest of it. Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabbayis David, by the way, you should know, it's very interesting in the Tiv Bina by Rabbi Yisachar Yaakovson, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, his masterful five-volume work on Tefillah. Rav Yaakovson points out that in some early Siddurim, they actually didn't have the first line of Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabbayis David. It actually just started, Aromimcha Hashem Kidilisani, that I will lift you up and praise you, God, Kidilisani, because you lifted me up. Kidilisani, right? Just like Hashem lifts us up like a dili, like a bucket. Hashem lifts us up. Hashem, you drew me up from the depths, right? Velo samachta vayli, you didn't let my enemies become joyous over my travails. But that some actually leave this first line out. But so what is this? Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabbayis HaDavid. So Zok the Sfarno, just in terms of understanding what the perek means, the Sfarno says that David HaMelech wrote this perek of Tehillim as the song that should be sung at the dedication of the third Beis HaMikdash. You know, David HaMelech had great Ruach HaKodesh. You know, David HaMelech had great foresight. He saw tremendous amounts. And David HaMelech saw that there was going to be Churban. He saw that there was going to be tragedy. He saw that there's going to be Geula, redemption. And there were promises that of redemption to David HaMelech. So the Sfarno says that Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabbayis HaDavid, this was the song that David HaMelech composed that he wants us to sing by the third Beis HaMikdash. Mamsh, you just get goosebumps when you hear that, like, wow, this is what the Perek is about. And so Zok, the Sefer Otzar HaTfilos, this is why Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabbayis HaDavid is put here. Just in a very simple, again, simple, this is anything but simple, but just in a very beautiful and straightforward explanation is how did we end the section of Karbanos? We ended the section of Karbanos, Yiratzen Mulfanech Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, Sheyibon may be the will from in front of you, Hashem, our God, and the God of our fathers, our ancestors, Sheyibon Beis HaMikdash B'mheriv Yameinu, that you should build the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days and give us our portion in the Torah. There we'll serve you in awe, just as the old days and the years and days before us. So we ended Karbanos with a tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Sefer Otzar Tefillos, it brings down a beautiful idea based upon the Sfarno. Again, the Sfarno is not explaining why this is here in davening, because the Sfarno didn't have it here as part of davening. The Sfarno was a late Rishon, but not that late. He didn't have it as part of davening. But the Sfarno, just explaining what this Perek of Tehillim is about in the Sefer Otzar Tefillos, it says, maybe this is why it found its place in here. Because we, at the end of Karbanos, we just spoke about the prayer for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash. So right after that, we're Jews, right? We have tremendous chutzpah, right? We have tremendous, as Rabbi Lord Sachs, that's all. You know, often spoke about the hope of the Jewish people. We have great hope, not just optimism, but hope. So we have great hope, and we want to bring it, we want to make it real. So right after we have Tefillah for the third Beis HaMikdash, you know what? Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabbayis HaDavid. We're already going to sing the song that is supposed to be at the dedication, sung at the dedication of the third Beis HaMikdash. So that's one pshat as to what this Perek is in fact talking about. And then when you look at the Perek, when David HaMelech talks about the ups and downs, he talks about crying out to God and being answered. This perek is such a beautiful perek. It's a perek about galus and geula. It's a perek about the churban. It's a perek in which David HaMelech, who wrote with the heart of all the Jewish people, gave expression to the suffering that we would go through until we had the third Beis HaMikdash. And yet, at the same time, the tremendous joy. Hafachta mispedi lamachali p'tachti saki v'tezreni simcha. God, you turned my mourning into joyous dance. You took the sackcloth, and I was girded with incredible, incredible happiness to praise you for all times, to sing to you, and never to be silent. When are we going to sing and never be silent? La'ola modeka, that forever we're going to give thanks by the Bais HaShlishi, the Imos HaMashiach, ushering in. And this is a beautiful perek of Tehillim when it's put into that context. And in fact, some say that this is the reason why, forget about from the Otzar Tefillos connecting the reason of the Sfarno, but a different idea, When we think about Psukei Dezimra, right? Are you always in the frame of mind that, you know, when you get to Psukei Dezimra, you're like, ah, oh, Hashem, I just want to sing to you. I feel so excited and it's so great and I'm not worried about anything and all I want to do is sing to you, right? Is that the feeling that you have? So often we know, Rahman al-Salam, you know, Hashem should help us. We need Hashem to help us. But we get up in the morning and we're in a bad mood and things are not going our way. And Rahman al-Salam, you know, you look at the world outside today. Things are not going the way that we'd want, how anyone would want this. Rahman al-Salam, Hashem should save us. Hashem should keep us healthy and safe and bring refuah to the entire world. But that this perek is a tremendous chizuk. Before you get to Psukei Dezimra of, oh, all this great praises of Hashem and amazing, everything's good. Really? Everything's good? No. And in this perek, what David HaMelech is telling us is that we have to have, David HaMelech is encouraging us to be able to sing to Hashem even when things aren't good. Because Hashem, hey, Elokai Shivati Alecha V'Tirpeini, that Hashem, I cried out to you and you healed me. Hashem, you brought me up, min sha'ol nafshi, you raised me up from sha'ol, the soul, the depths of the deepest place is my soul. My soul was in a really, really down place. I was really, really down. And Hashem halisa min sha'ol nafshi. You brought my soul up when I was in a really, really bad place. Hashem, you lifted me up. And kirega ba'apo. And even if there are times I felt your anger, but rega ba'apo, it's like a moment compared to Chayim Bertzono, what we'll experience, and the Be'er of Yolin Bechi V'Labokirina, that at night I could go to sleep crying because of all the tragedies that have befallen me, because of all the difficulties that I'm struggling with. But yet, V'Labokirina, I could wake up in the morning and it could be a totally, totally different day. Mamsh, could be a totally, totally new day. And that's why, and to continue with such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful parak, Eilach Hashem Ekra, Elashchem Eschanon, that I cry out, Yushma Hashem V'chaneni, Hashem Heyozerli, and then we say, Hashem, listen to me, and give me that graciousness, please help me, Hafachta Mispadidli. Such a powerful, powerful parak to get us going for Psukei Dezimra. Again, halachic considerations of our salvation notwithstanding, whether or not we need a matir, but Kabbalistic issues notwithstanding, the 10 times of Shem Havaya, of lifting up the spheres from one world to another world, just on a very simple emotional, psychological level. This is a great parak to get you psyched to sing Psukei Dezimra to Hashem. That a person who doesn't feel that she's in that place, that he's in that place, you look at these words of David HaMelech and it brings you, it can bring you to that place. And that's what's also a beautiful interpretation of the Malbim to this parak. Mamash, a beautiful, beautiful explanation that the Malbim has, that he says, what's Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David? Like, how does this really connect to the bias of David HaMelech, of the Beis HaMikdash? So again, maybe Bayis HaShlishi, and it's talking about all of, the ups and downs that we experience in Galus until we'll come to the Bias Goel Tzedek B'Meir V'Yameinu. But the Balbim has a fascinating pshat. He says that the bias that we're talking about here is not the Beis HaMikdash. It's not any house of David HaMelech. It's the house of the soul. It's talking about our bodies. Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. That this is a Psalm of David, a song when you dedicate the house. Meaning every morning we just finish saying all of the Birchos HaShachar. All of the Birchos HaShachar, as we've discussed, the blessings that we say in the morning are about physical things, about our bodies and our clothing, our shoes, our belts. It's all about getting ready physically. And now as we're coming to praise Hashem, we're going to enter into like a different stratosphere. Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. That this is the song that the soul sings over the restoration of the body. Now that my body's whole and I'm getting ready to go forward in singing to Hashem, it's a unique song that the Malbim says that the soul sings over the body being lifted up and thereby the soul being lifted up. Because we know, of course, that we have to take care, we have an obligation to take care of our body so that our souls have a proper vehicle in this world, right? We have an obligation to take care of ourselves in the best way that we can. And some want to connect this actually to the whole idea of Hanukkah, because we know that
Again, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis of David, the connection to Chanukah is an obvious one in terms of rededication of the Beis Hashem, of the, ultimately the house of David, if it's by not by his Shlishi, the Bayis Sheni, it's still ultimately the house of David. Some, there are Rishonim who say that this was the song that David wrote that he left for Shlomo and told Shlomo, I want you to sing this when you dedicate the Beis HaMikdash, which it's a beautiful idea. And because the building of the Beis HaMikdash through Shlomo, if you think about it, was the ultimate exoneration of David HaMelech. Because we know that, you know, with the Maisa of Batsheva, Shlomo's mother, and now Shlomo, the child born, you know, their first child, David and Batsheva's first child died, Rachmana Litzlan. And then Shlomo, the second child they have, that he's building the Beis HaMikdash, this magnificent structure for Hashem to live in. So this is the ultimate exoneration of David when he says, "Aramim Hashem kidlisani, Hashem, I'll praise you, I'll extol you, because you've lifted me up. Velosi machto vayli, you didn't allow my enemies to be happy with me, right? Hashem elokai shivati alecha v'tpeini, you healed me, you lifted me up from the darkest places of my soul, right? Because David Hamelech." That he wasn't given the right to build the Beis HaMikdash. Some say, oh, David, he wasn't given the right to build the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because David HaMelech, look what he did to Uriah Hiti. Look what David HaMelech did with Batsheva. Now, Batsheva and David's son, Shlomo, is building the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem is resting his presence there. It's the ultimate clearing of David HaMelech's name. And that's what this parak is about. Also beautiful interpretations, but some say that this was the parak that David HaMelech wrote with Ruach HaKodesh for the dedication of the second Beis HaMikdash. And some say the rededication of the second Beis HaMikdash, and hence its connection to Chanukah. But we know Chanukah also has a broader, more, perhaps you can argue, philosophical connection to the parak, not only just the practical, that it was a Chanukah Sabayis, it was a rededication of the Beis Hashem, but really, what was Chanukah about? Chanukah was about when the Rachman Litzlan, there was a civil war over the soul of the Jewish people. We know it wasn't that the external trappings of the Jew that was attacked in terms of Jewish nationhood. No, it could be a nation. It wasn't their temple. You could have your temple. The temple wasn't, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. But it was the soul of the Jew that was being attacked. And this is what ultimately, you know, Chanukah was about, defending the soul. And the Chanukah Sabayis L'David, that when we talk about the restoration of the body, that the soul can reside in a healthy way, that was Chanukah. That was the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash, that the body is being made healthy again so that the soul can reside in it in a good way, because that's why we fought, that's why the Maccabim fought the wars. That was the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash, the relighting of the menorah with the Shemen Zayisach, Kosus Lama'ar, the pure oil. It was restoring the body so that the soul could find the fullest expression. And that's really another connection to Chanukah. And so this really is a very, very beautiful parak. And whether or not you say it as part of Psukei Dezimra, whether you say it as the introduction to Psukei Dezimra or not, it's a parak I urge you to take a deep, deep dive into. Again, there are some beautiful songs in this that Shlomo Karlbach and others have the beautiful songs from this parak. Eilecha Hashem Ekra V'yel Hashem Eschanan. Man, there's beautiful, beautiful nigunim that you can sing all day to give you that chizuk, that connection, to remember that even if we seem to be stumbling, even if we're going sh'ol nafshi, our soul is going to a very, very dark place, a very low place, that Hashem ozer li, Hashem halisa, Hashem will pick us up. And Be'ezus Hashem, you could use this as mamash, if you have time, as a great, great prep to jump into Baruch Shamar, to jump into the singing of Hashem, using this parak. David HaMelech giving us encouragement, even though things aren't great right now, sing to Hashem, Hashem will be there, and Hashem will lift you up, and it'll take the difficulties and the suffering that you're going through, and the things that you're even mourning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you the simcha. He'll bring you to joy. He'll bring you to machali, that it will be tremendous simcha, tremendous dancing, an expression of the Yeshua Hashem. Okay, everyone should be gevalt, have a great, great week. And Be'ez Hashem, daven well, daven in a real, real way. Have a good night.